Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
And I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome back to the official Broadwasted Christmas radio show. We are snowed in here at the studio and going on hour 7 of this here show. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and we're rocking around the Christmas tree during the most wonderful time of the year, because last Christmas, underneath the Christmas tree, we went to Candy Cane Lane. Somewhere in my memory, little Saint Nick told the little drummer boy and Dominic the donkey Feliz Navidad and Happy Christmas, war is over. But we still had a white Christmas.
You little crude, rude bag of pre-chewed food dude
is looking at you, kid.
Do they know it's Christmas? Well, they keep saying all I want for Christmas is you, so I would just assume that they know I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus after Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Look what you did. You little jerk.
It was a holly jolly Christmas, but if you decide to jingle bell rock, then you definitely know it's a wonderful Christmas time. Baby, it's cold outside, so run, Rudolph, run right into a winter wonderland. Christmas, don't be late, because I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
That's us. I say meet the boy.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, said Frosty the Snowman to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, who responded with, where are you, Christmas? But if you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch, then why is it beginning to look a lot like Christmas?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Santa Claus is coming to town, so have yourself a merry little Christmas this Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
With us today on the show are your favorite Santa babies, including Kevin. What did you do to my room, Jager?
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
And Kimberly, our Oh Come All Ye Faithful Game Master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Merry Christmas, friends!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
We just love that you've been listening all night through this crazy Christmas Eve storm. But as you know, we're here in the studio and we're not going anywhere.
Literally, because we can't go home.
That's right. The snow is piled high as an elephant's eye and continuing to fall, so we can't get home to our family and friends. Yes, we're stuck right here, but at least we're rocking around the phone lines all through the night with you.
That's right. You. What are you up to tonight?
Do you have any holiday traditions? Let us know. Sure, I'd like to go home and be with my son and husband, but until we can shovel our way out of this studio, we're pouring the whiskey and our hot cocoa and waiting to hear from you. Tell us your idea of the best Christmas.
Just pick up your phone and call 555 Broadwasted Christmas Eve Chat with Brian, Kevin, and Kimberly. That's 555 Broadwasted Christmas Eve Chat with Brian, Kevin, and Kimberly. Whew, that's a mouthful.
Super simple.
It was the only number the hotline had left.
So, while we're waiting for the next caller, Kimberly, what's your holiday tradition? Are you starting any new ones for James?
My main holiday tradition is baking a crap ton of Christmas cookies, which I have already done. They littered all of my counters. I'm very excited for the year where James gets to eat them. Not this year, but we did get him his very own stocking, and we got ourselves stockings, and they say Mom and Dad and James, and it's very sweet that now we have our own little family. So just any traditions that we start, we'll probably start this year. We haven't picked any yet, but I'm very excited. But besides cookies, I like drinking hot chocolate on Christmas morning and eating cinnamon rolls or something sweet for breakfast, maybe a mimosa. Just kind of lounging in your PJs all morning is the best. Ugh, I wish I was there with them now.
I know, but that's a really wonderful sentiment.
Brian, I think we have our first caller.
Ooh, let's see. It's Aaron from California. Aaron from California, you're on a very merry broad-wasted radio hour. So, what's the story, Morning Glory?
Hi, friends. Wanting to let you know that I love you all. Hope you're staying warm in that radio station that you all are stuck in. That really sucks. Hope you can get out before the final candle is lit. I don't know. I give up. Hi, everybody. Let's see. My favorite Christmas gift that I ever got, this is such a basic answer, but my favorite Christmas gift I ever got was 12 years ago. Once upon a time, my ex surprised me, with a beautiful little dog whose name ended up being Bandit. There's a video online. My favorite thing about that video is if you don't know me, the video is beautiful. If you do know me, you can immediately see the panic in my eyes because it was 100% a surprise. Luckily, the story with him is a happy ever after, and I love him very much, love him dearly. We've spent 12 Christmases together since, and I wouldn't trade him for the world. He's right here. His name is Bandit. Hey, buddy, you want to say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays? Speak. Speak. Yeah. One more time, speak. Good boy. Happy Holidays, everyone. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season, and love you all. See you in 2024. Bye.
I did not know that Bandit was a Christmas gift. I don't think it gets better than that.
Ooh, we've got another one. Nikisha from Alabama, tell me quickly what's the story, who saw what and why and where, because you're on with Brian, Kevin, and Kimberly.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Ugh, I'm so sorry you're stuck in the studio tonight. Well, I'm in Chicago, away from family, but I'm with my Hamilton family, so it's going to be a really good holiday. So every year, I like to watch A Charlie Brown Christmas because it reminds me of family, it reminds me of home, and it just gives me such warm and comfy feelings for the holiday. So even though you guys are stuck in the studio, I hope that you can find some warmth and comfort with each other. Merry Christmas, guys. Happy holidays.
Nikisha is always making the best out of any situation.
Brian, what about you?
Me?
Yeah. What do you do with your family?
Well, Chinese food and movies on Christmas Day, of course. Chow fun and films. And when a movie musical comes out on Christmas, it's the best. Dreamgirls, The Producers, Sweeney Todd,
Wait, what musical?
Sorry. Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Thank you. Oh, look, another caller. Haley from Kansas, you're on the air. Tell me more. Like, do you have a fun Christmas story for us?
Hi, everyone. It's Haley Pachoon, friend of the show. or shall I say one of your best friends of the show. I'm so honored to be calling in today on this very special Christmas episode, and I wanted to share some of my favorite Christmas traditions. I'm going to share two. My first is my mom makes the best Christmas cookies, and her and I get to ice them. She is the greatest artist ever, and I do get a little nervous when I ice my cookies with her because she's so good at it, but sometimes I go rogue and do them on my own, and you know, sometimes they turn out pretty good, but eating those cookies and decorating them is so magical. And after we've decorated them, we then as a family watch A Christmas Story on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and any second we can, because I think it's our favorite Christmas movie. I love listening to my dad laugh at the same jokes that he laughs at every year. And we just love the movie. We've even visited the house when I was on tour with Wicked in Cleveland, Ohio. And that was such a treat for all of us. I'm sending you all at Broadwasted and all of the listeners a happy, happy holidays. And I can't believe we're saying this, a happy new year too. I love you all and sending you beautiful sparkles and love during this holiday season.
Oh, I just love Haley.
While we try to figure out how we're going to get back home, here's some words from our sponsors. But first, a new Christmas song.
When I wake up on Christmas Day, Dad's sleeping in his chair. The tree is lined with presents, and magic fills the air. But when I look up in the sky, I'm taken to a place full of wonder. We're all under.
There's Christmas in outer space. Christmas in outer space, I need to know. Are there astronauts beneath the mistletoe? Is there Christmas in outer space? Christmas in outer space with gingerbread. The spacemen take their spacewalks in a sled. When they fly, do they try not to cry, not to pout? Is there Christmas in outer space? Daddy wants a table saw, Mommy wants a dress. I just want the postal code for the ISS. Are the stockings still hung with care, even though there's no fire or air? I don't need 9 dancing dancers, all I'm looking for are answers. There are so many things I would ask them about, but the vacuum of space means they can't hear me shout. Is there Christmas in outer space?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wow, it is really snowing out there.
Do we live here now?
All of our friends and family are out there on Christmas Eve, just waiting for us.
It's James' first Christmas and his mom won't be there.
I called the local plowing company to try to dig us out, but they're super busy tonight. Who knows what time they'll get here?
Okay, so let's just make the best of it while we're stuck here. Oh, fuck. We've been on the air live this whole time. And we're back. Welcome back to the official Broad Wasted Christmas Radio Hour.
Hello there.
I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and tonight we're taking calls from all you cool cats and kittens around town.
Let's get ready to rumble!
And we've got another caller. You're on the air, Robbie from New York.
Hi there, this is Robbie Roselle, longtime listener, first-time caller, and I'm calling from the wine and spirits section of Harrods in London, which is where I'm spending Christmas, and I wanted to tell you about the best Christmas gift I ever gave. One year, my husband, Leonard, and I said to each other that we were not going to exchange gifts, just small things. We decided we were only going to do small things, and I surprised him with a trip to Rome. Let me tell you how I did it. Let's break it down. I told him I had gotten him 5 small things, which is true, mostly. My husband is Italian, and so he had never been to Italy. So I got him, let's start at the beginning, shall we? 5 small things. The very first thing I got him was a calendar with bulldogs on it. He loves English bulldogs, so he didn't even notice that I had highlighted certain days in the calendar. Let's move on. Then I got him a cheese-making kit. Mozzarella, specifically, still lives inside of one of our cupboards. It's never been touched, but cheese, Italy. Let's carry on. Then a DVD, remember those? Of Roman Holiday. And he exclaimed, I love Roman Holiday. Do you love Roman Holiday? I said, I love a Roman Holiday. And he was like, what? Then the fourth thing I got him was a map of streets of Rome. And he started to put it all together for the fifth gift, which was a week in Rome, flight, hotel, the works. It's the best thing I ever gave him. So we've never really gotten better than that, because let's be real, it's never going to get better than that. I hope you all have a very happy holiday and a joyous new year. This is Robbie Roselle signing off from Harrods in London. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Robbie. Man, everyone has such great stories.
To be fair, we're going to have a great Christmas story after tonight.
Remember that time we got stuck in the studio on Christmas Eve and broadcast for 12 hours?
12 broadcast hours.
11 Kevin's Corners.
10 guests a drinking.
9 kick lines kicking.
8 years of potting.
7 wines a pouring.
6 games a playing.
5 drunken rants.
4 plot points.
3 French horns.
2 curtain calls.
And a chenoweth in an apple tree.
Wow, we are losing our minds.
Kevin, what about you? What's a Jager tradition that you look forward to every year?
I just drinking wine with my family for Christmas. My parents, my brother, my sisters, everybody just drinking wine.
Very broad-waisted of you.
I mean, you could say that our Christmas Eve celebration is the first ever broad-waisted. I mean, you could. This is so crazy. If my flight wasn't canceled, I would be there right now with those refrigerated Pinot Noirs.
At least we're stuck here drinking together. And I can actually drink this year. Hooray!
Cheers! Well, call me madam. We've got another call here. Let's see. Jeremy from Texas. Give us something to believe in.
Hey, everybody. It's Jeremy from Texas. Just wanted to share a really special Christmas story with you all. Something that I always think about every time Christmas comes around. When I was like 11 or 12, well, my parents got divorced when I was a little kid, like 3 or 4. But one year when I was 11 or 12, I went up to go visit my dad and my stepmom. And I absolutely loved visiting them. I mean, it was a totally different energy. They didn't have a lot of money, but they gave us everything that they possibly could. I mean, all but the clothes on their backs. Like, I mean, there were times where I know that they would eat something like really basic, you know, like a PB&J or something, just so that we could have like a really nice meal. That kind of energy. It was a really special connection that we had, especially with my stepmom, Shelley. Just so kind and so giving and so loving. And I remember that Christmas when we were visiting them, it was like a very long drive to go visit them. And we gotten up there and we tore open the presents. And my favorite thing was this 3D puzzle of, I think it was the Capitol building. But it was like, it wasn't like Legos. It was like a 3D puzzle, you know, and it took us forever to figure out how to do it. And we were there for visiting for like a week, but we never finished it. Like, we got close, but we never could quite figure out how to get it done. But I remember they were like, oh, we're just going to leave it here. And when you come back, we'll finish it, you know. And I don't know when we were going to come back. You know, we usually visited them like two or three times a year. But it was an image that kind of stuck in my mind, that unfinished Capitol building. And shortly after that, very shortly after that, my stepmom actually died in a car accident, and never got to see her again. And I don't know if that, I don't think we ever finished that Capitol building. But it was a really wonderful kind of last memory I had with her. And it just reminds me every year that, you know, Christmas is about giving and about sharing all that we have and being selfless with the ones we love, because you never know how long you're going to have them, and what kind of impact that giving and that love will have, especially on kids. So I try to remind myself to have that with my daughter, you know, as she grows up. And yeah, that's kind of one of my fondest Christmas memories. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. And this is Jeremy from Texas signing out.
You know, before we take our next call, the more we talk about getting stuck here, the more I think that we've been doing this show, Broadwasted, for almost 8 years. And now we've got all our own busy lives and jobs and families. And I mean, we live in different places. But if I'm going to be stuck anywhere with anyone, I'm so happy it's with you two.
Yeah, me too. I love you all so much.
We don't see each other as often as we'd like, so I'm happy we can just slow down and enjoy the evening. Slancha.
L'chaim.
Salute. Cheers.
Let's just take one more call and then sign off for the night. Like Kevin said, let's make the most out of this time we get together. All right. On line two, we've got Jay from Missouri. Well, you're on the Turkey Lurkey line, Jay from Missouri.
Hey, you three, look outside.
Excuse me?
That's right, get up and look out the window.
Oh my God, it's Jay.
And James.
And Jamie.
Come on down.
How did you get here?
Jamie threatened the snowplow guy, so we hitched a ride.
All those horror movies really paid off. And Kevin, we got you on the first flight to Florida tomorrow.
What? Thank you.
So tonight we all celebrate together.
This is all so wonderful. Our family, our entire family, all together again.
Come on up. We're just going to close out the episode.
Well, that brings us to the end of our episode.
We'll see you next year. But in the meantime, we hope you've had a wonderful holiday season.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We love you all.
We always end with a quote.
We do?
We do, but this time I think we'll end with a song. But before then, as we say every episode,
Zoo-doo-wop-bum.
Cheers.
Cheers!
Now we'll leave you with some gingerbread dreams.
End. December, there's a moment when the lights glow brighter, the snow shines whiter, and time slows down. A moment through the chaos when the noise goes away, and you just wanna stay in your gingerbread dreams. In December, there's a second when the chill isn't chilly, and everything is silly in a charming way. A second when you feel that your inner child is free, and there's no place left to be than in your gingerbread dreams. The laughter of friends, the fragrance of pine, cookies in the oven, bellies full of wine, the tint of saffron yellow that warms each afternoon, a winterland of memories always gone too soon. When the season's almost over, the fire begins to wrinkle, the stars have lost their twinkle, magic starts to fade, it may be over in a moment, but remember that reprieve, and you'll always just believe. In your peaceful, thrilling, always fulfilling gingerbread dreams.
Merry Christmas!
Happy holidays!
Happy New Year!
Merry Christmas!
I can't find the stop button.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.